Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and I'm with John Hengeveld today. Welcome, John.
Glad to be here.
So, John, you work in technical computing at Intel. Do you want to tell us about your specific role?
Yeah, I'm the Director of Marketing for Technical Computing. I work very closely with our teams developing Xeon products, developing our cluster solutions, and developing our mic products to bring those solutions to market.
And mic is actually the topic for today, so let's go straight to it. I was at the Intel Developer Forum last week in Beijing, and Kirk Skaugen talked about Intel's commitment to mic. Do you want to just relay to the audience about how we view mic in terms of our overall data center strategy?
Sure. So about a year ago, Kirk announced that we were investing heavily to produce a series of products called the Intel Mini Integrated Core Processors based off of a different optimization approach to how processors match to workloads. And in particular, these processors are optimized for highly data parallel workloads. And so what we've done is we've taken an IA architecture solution and integrated that into a high core count, smaller core count, more dense core count architecture, and then committed to bring that to market on our 22 nanometer process.
Let's talk about the Intel architecture base for this product. Why is that important?
So when you have an application developed for a science purpose, what you want to do is make sure that that application can be optimized year after year after year to the best performing compute architectures that are available. And so what IA offers code developers is a consistent platform to develop code for with relatively standardized optimization techniques and relatively standardized programming models. And so what Mike presents is an approach to parallelism that doesn't require throwing out the programming model that customers have known and loved on IA and built parallel architectures for IA for many years.
When you talk about high core count, obviously some applications are better suited for this than others. Where do we see the sweet spot for these high core count mic processors?
So there's really two areas that matter. In the HPC area, there's a collection of workloads that are called compute-bound or compute-intensive workloads, and included in this are things like option modeling, some things in life sciences fall in this category, some things like reverse time migration codes that are used in geosciences show up here. So that's one category where high degrees of parallelism and relatively high core count per processor is more beneficial. The second category is there's a collection of applications like weather, some weather models, some climate modeling, some crash simulation, things like that, where what you see is very high degrees of data traffic being required to support the compute within a specific space. So Mike actually addresses both of those ends of the spectrum of high-performance computing workloads.
When you look at our progress thus far in bringing these exciting processors to the market, where were we when Kirk announced these products a year ago? Where are we today? And when can developers start utilizing them in delivery of products and solutions to the market?
Great question. A year ago, we had developed initial prototype hardware, and we had developed an initial set of software development tools to work with that. A year later, we have produced over 50 applications where we're working with customers to actually develop and fine-tune those applications for this architecture. One of the things we're most excited about is the Texas Advanced Computing Center at the University of Texas at Austin. We provided TAC with a software development platform for microprocessors, and TAC is already working to perform to port a number of their applications to it. Later in 2011, we're going to work with them to deploy sort of the initial scalability testing clusters based on Intel Mic architecture platforms. And then we're really excited that at the Supercomputing Conference in Seattle in November 2011, we're expecting to jointly present some results supporting applications to this platform.
Sounds interesting. It sounds like you could deliver some really amazing performance scalability.
That's what we're trying to prove out, and we believe this architecture, the Intel Mic architecture, will actually help us achieve breakthrough scientific performance. And we need leaders like TAC to work with us and bring their applications to the platform for us to really study and make sure we're doing the right things.
If our listeners wanted to learn more about Mic and what we're doing here, where should they go for more information?
So there's a site, blogs.intel.com/server. where you'll find a blog posting on what we're doing with TAC and the progress we've made on Mic. And in there, you'll find some links to some other activities that are going on the Intel Mini Ready Core architecture front.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for being on the program.
Thanks a lot, Allison.